Good Devach, Shavua Tov. This is Rabbi Eitan Toker in Brooklyn, New York. Tonight I wanted to share with us a view about opportunities and how it comes up in our parsha in two interesting ways. So first I want to start with the very famous Balaturim, which explains the phenomenon that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is absent, is missing in this week's Sedra. And the Balaturim famously teaches that this is a consequence of Moshe Rabbeinu's argument to Hashem, that he argues to Hashem to save the Jewish people, and not to mete out destructive punishment and forgive Klal Yisrael for the Chet HaEgel, and if not, Mechenina Mesifrecha, wipe me out from your book. And this is the consequence with Moshe Rabbeinu's name being wiped out from this Parsha. Of course, the question becomes, why did Hashem wipe him out from the Parsha? Indeed, Hashem did forgive Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu's demand was, if you don't forgive Klal Yisrael, wipe me out from your book. So his name shouldn't have been wiped out. And here the Balaturim also famously answers, Kilalas Chacham, the curse of a Chacham, even if it is conditional, Niskayim, is fulfilled. So it means to say that even though Moshe Rabbeinu said, only you will wipe my name out under these circumstances, when a Chacham, when a person of great renown and significance and wisdom says something, says a Klala, some type of curse, it comes true regardless. And the message here clearly is about the importance of the words, especially the words emanating from a chacham, somebody who people look up to, somebody who has influence, somebody who has impact, and the value and the sensitivity that one gives to the words that they choose to express has ultimate and lasting impact. And therefore, one should be very careful. Okay, this is the famous Balaturim. However, Zalman Sorotskin asks a simple question, and he says, this particular Sedra of Parshas Tetzaveh, many people, why is Parshas Tetzaveh the Parsha in which Hashem removes Moshe's name? Could have been any one of many Parshios. Why specifically this Parsha, asks Rabbi Sorotskin. And the answer which many give is that, well, this Parsha comes up in around Zion Adar, which is the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, the date of his yahrzeit. Of course, it's also the date of his birth, but it's the date of his yahrzeit. But if that indeed is correct, says Rabbi Sorotskin, well, that's only according to the minhag that we read the Sefer Torah, we conclude it on an annual cycle. But that's only minhag Bavel. Minhag Eretz Yisrael was to complete the reading of the Torah on a triannual cycle every 3 years, in which case Parshas Tetzaveh doesn't necessarily come out around Zion Adar. So Rabbi Sorotskin suggests a powerful, powerful idea. He says that the Gemara in Zvachim says that when Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu initially and said, let my people go to Paro and tell him to let Klal Yisrael out and you will assume the mantle of leadership, Moshe Rabbeinu said, shlach na biat tishlach, send somebody else, and, you know, not for me. And says Rabbi Sorotskin, says the Gemara, that as a consequence of Moshe's refusal to take the mantle of leadership here, Hashem says to him, you were supposed to be the Kohen. Aaron was supposed to be Levi. And now the roles will be reversed. Aaron will assume the mantle of the Kahuna, and you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you will be the supporting actor as Shevet Levi. So says Rabbi Sorotskin, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is absent from this Sedra, specifically this Sedra of Parshas Tetzaveh? Because this Parsha is the Parsha in which we see in full relief the role of the Kohanim. And do you know who should have been there? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is absent bidafka specifically in this week's Sedra, because he should have been there and he's not. And it is a gaping hole. It is a memorial to this moment in time where Moshe Rabbeinu refused the mantle of leadership from the Ribbono Shel Olam had asked him to do. But wait a minute. Moshe Rabbeinu turned it around. Moshe Rabbeinu ultimately accepted. So what's the problem? And here is a powerful, powerful notion, a powerful idea, and a profound message that in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us opportunities. And when we refuse, when we turn away, when we push it aside for another day, or push it aside only to come back to it later, all well and good. But there's a cost. There are consequences when we refuse and we look aside to the opportunities that Ribbono Shel Olam has. Just as Moshe Rabbeinu, he refused the Ribbono Shel Olam's demand to assume the mantle of leadership. He fixed it. Yes, he did. But there's a cost. There's always a cost. It doesn't come cost free. And in our Avodas Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives each and every one of us every day opportunities for tefillah, opportunities for chesed, opportunities for dveikus, opportunities for authenticity in living a life dedicated to Ratzon Hashem. And we are meant to make a choice. Do we seize that opportunity or do we turn aside, refuse it? Now, we can always come back to it later and fix it, but it's not cost-free. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu is absent in this particular parsha over any other parsha. He's absent because he was meant to be there, and his absence because he is absent, because he was absent. And this is meant to be a cautionary tale for all time. And so this is one element of opportunity. Opportunity is lost. But there's another area of opportunity in our Sedra. If you look at the very, very end of the Sedra, the Torah tells us about the lighting of the menorah. It says the Pasuk, V'hiktir alav Aaron k'torah samim. When Aaron lit the menorah, at the same time, contemporaneous with the lighting of the menorah, there is the burning of the ketores, the burning of the incense. Now, the burning of the incense, the ketores, is like the holiest, most sacred sacrament in the mikdash. Indeed, it's done in absolute privacy. Now, the Torah says it's done in privacy once a year, but the halacha is every single day of the year. It's done in total privacy. This is a very, very holy sacrament and ritual in the mikdash. And this is paired with Hadlakas Haneros. Why? Why is it paired with the Hadlakas Haneros? Let's continue on in the Psukim. The Psukim say that there's a Ketores in the morning, along with Hatavas Haner, and there's a Ketores in the afternoon, Bein Arbayim, along with the Hadlakas Haner. So I might have said it quickly, but if you listen carefully, these are two different things, in the morning and in the afternoon. In the afternoon, there's the lighting of the menorah, coupled and paired with the Ketores. And this is clearly to tell us about the import of the lighting of the menorah, and it is paired with the ketorah. And of course, the menorah symbolizes the enlightenment of the Torah and the divine enlightenment of Ratzon Hashem. And so, it makes sense that the ketorah would be paired with the menorah. What about the morning ritual? In the morning, the ketorah is paired with what? Hatavas Haner. What is Hatavas Haner? Says Rashi, Lashon Nikui Habazichin. This is cleaning out the cups of the menorah from all the garbage. Mideshen Apsilos Shenisrafu Balayla. And they take it and it's basically, in a word, cleaning out and taking out the garbage. So I get in the afternoon that we're going to pair the ketores with Hadlakas Haner. But what about pairing the ketores with taking out the garbage, as it were? Hatavas Haner, says Rashi. It is the Nikoi Habazichin Mideshen Apsilos. It's taking out the garbage. And here I think is another very profound, profound message. And that is, sometimes taking out the garbage is also Avodas Hashem. It's also Avodas HaKodesh. Let me give you an example of what I mean by that. Let's say, for example, somebody who has the blessing of having children. They have to wake up in the middle of the night to feed the child, to take care of the child. The child is sick and vomits all over the parent. This is Avodas HaKodesh. But when we're going through the process, we feel it's just taking out the garbage. We have to manage all types of things in our lives. We have to manage difficult people. We have to manage difficult environments. We have to manage parnasa. And we have to manage all stuff which is the drudgery of day-to-day life. But taken from a certain perspective, this too can be Avodas HaKodesh. Because when I engage in my mundane life in order to enhance my Avodas Hashem, it becomes Avodas HaKodesh. When I engage in the difficulties and the drudgeries of earning a living in order to be able to be mechanech our children, when I engage in the drudgeries of day-to-day life in order to take care of my family, in order to take care of my community, in order to take care of Klal Yisrael, in order to be able to have the presence of mind to be kovea itim, to make time for learning Torah, that transforms the garbage, as it were, into Avodas HaKodesh. Sometimes taking out the garbage is Avodas HaKodesh. But in addition to taking out the garbage being Avodas HaKodesh is also Avodas HaKodesh. There is the cleaning of the bazichin and throwing out the garbage, and then there's Hadlakas Haner. And sometimes people get so focused on all the mundane areas of life, and they forget actual Avodas HaKodesh. And there's some people that only want to do Avodas HaKodesh. But somehow, when it comes to the necessary drudgeries of life, the minor details, the things that are necessary to make life meaningful and profound, is not just the Hadlakas Haner, the grand element of lighting the candle, the beautiful light, the grandiose menorah, the glitz and the glitter. There's also cleaning out the bazichin. That too is Avodas HaKodesh. And so this is another message of opportunities. Every day the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us opportunities. Opportunities to live a life of Avodas HaKodesh. Sometimes it's classic Avodas HaKodesh, lighting the candles, and sometimes it's taking out the garbage of Avodas HaKodesh, which can also be beautiful. And if we are and if we have the sensitivity, the mindfulness, the profundity of spirit and the generosity of our souls, and connected to the generosity of our souls, then we can live a life which is Kulo Kodesh. Kulo Kodesh. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless us all with the ability to seize the opportunities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us and not, God forbid, turn them aside. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu let us see all aspects of our life as opportunities for Avodas Hashem. And in doing so, create truly authentic and profound lives of meaning and purposefulness and an extraordinary existence. Agud Vach Shavua Tov to all.